Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Rookie camp in the books, the schedule release about to happen. We bring in our good friend Jim Wyatt. TennesseeTitans.com is where you can find his work. Jimmy, I want to start with this, our hard-hitting question of the day. Is Rocky a sports movie or a love story?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask about Anita Baker playing in the background. I think that Joe always noticing that, recognizing that from my past and my current, too. I feel like Anita Baker. Rocky is a sports movie in my mind, and one of the best ones ever, right behind maybe The Best of Times with Robin Williams and Kurt Russell.
Oh, that's – there you go. Jim Wyatt bringing nice. It. So Joe says love story, so – you two disagree on that.
Just watch it next time, Jimmy, from the eyes of a love story, and you'll see it completely different.
Have you guys seen The Best of Time?
It is a fantastic movie.
I don't think I've ever seen that, actually.
Robin Williams.
I need to add that to my list.
Keeps borrowing the car.
And Kurt Russell is the quarterback, and Robin Williams is the receiver who's going up against Dr. Death. It was a rematch of a high school game that didn't go well. And I don't want to give any more spoilers after that, even though this came out back in the late 80s, I think.
Yes.
But an underrated sports movie there.
It is.
All right, let's start with rookie camp. Cam Ward on the field for the first time over the weekend. Jim, I got to be honest with you. Every time, and I know it was one-on-ones and a lot of teaching and stuff as Brian Callahan laid out, but every time I hear him speak, I become more and more of a fan. I love that – you know, he redid the rep with Io Manor because there was a bad throw and all of that. What were some of your takeaways from watching Cam for the first time?
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, as far as looking forward to seeing him, I spent a little time around him leading up to him being picked. And I was most impressed with him by is just how mature he is, just how much he seems to love playing football and how serious he is and being at his pro day and seeing him and seeing guys kind of rally around him kind of told me a little bit about maybe the type of leadership qualities that he has. And so he shows up out here and obviously young guys kind of gravitate toward him and he takes command of things early and wants things done right. And you know, from an athletic standpoint, from an arm strength standpoint, from ability to get the ball out standpoint, I was impressed by all that. But I just think, you know, what was very clear from the very beginning is just he seems like he's in command and wants to be in command and is willing to work. And so it's going to be fun to see how this transpires because, this is a different, I guess, scenario we've had here where we've got two young quarterbacks now vying. It seems like they've always had a young quarterback and a veteran, you know, around here competing. This is the first time we've had two kind of relatively young quarterbacks competing for this job. So I'm curious to see how it plays out. But Cam certainly is going to be ready to do his part and do it as a pro.
I know that, you know, I think everybody has given the correct answer on this. And just like you said, it's a competition and, you know, nobody's anointing anybody just because Cam's the number one overall pick. But I am curious of how Will Levis approaches this because, yes, he can look at it as a competition. It may very well be he's going to have that opportunity. But I'm sure it's weighing on him that he's going up against the guy that was just selected number one overall. So what is kind of your take on Levis and his mindset as they come into the offseason program where the veterans join and then eventually training camp?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure I don't think disappointed is the right word because I think he probably expected what was going to happen. I still remember talking to him at the Super Bowl in, I guess that was late January. It would have been early February by that point. So I remember talking to him at the Super Bowl in New Orleans in early February, and he was pretty much acknowledging that they were going to investigate, do their homework on these quarterbacks. I don't know if he thought at that point they were going to pick him, but I think by the time we got to that point, I don't think he would have been surprised. So I think Will, you know, who is very confident and really works his butt off. He's a nice kid. He really is. I know he arrived with a lot of question marks about his days at Kentucky and some of the stuff about the mayonnaise and and the coffee, and now you got the perfume, you know, the cologne and other stuff that have been kind of topics of conversations for fans. But aside from all that, I've always thought that Will was the guy that worked his butt off. He just hasn't had success, and he's made some bad decisions on the field. So I guess finally getting around the question, I think Will will compete and take a stance that, hey, I'm not going down without a fight. And I've watched, you know, these off-season days, the last 2 days here, where they've been out there together, and Will is sprinting from one drill to the next. He looks like he's in great shape. You know, people ask me how Cam looks, and I say he looks great, but Will looks great, has really looked good too. I mean, he can get the ball from A to B in a hurry. So I think both these guys are going to compete, and then we'll see what happens when we get to the end of training camp about where the coaches feel like things are. But he's not going to mope. I don't think at all. I think he is going to take this as, hey, I'm going to treat this young guy with respect, but I'm also going to work my butt off too to make them wrestle it away from me.
Our good friend Jim White is on the show, the Chasing Big Joe show. Jim, last year I was very hard on Brian Callahan. Of course, nobody cares except for me. But he said something Saturday, Jim, that gives me hope that now I'm on board with Callahan. And it's so simple and it's so elementary, but it struck a chord with me, Jim. When he said in the press conference, yeah, all the rookies out here, you know, a lot of things we're going to work on. We're going to work on lining up in the huddle correctly. And immediately, Jim, I was 7 years old again. You know, and that was when I was in, you know, a peewee, when I was in junior high, college. It was all about lining up correctly in the huddle. And I know you don't win games off lining up correctly in the huddle, but it just showed me attention to detail that I have not heard in a long time from a lot of coaches. And I loved it when he said that on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, so much was new to him last year. And, you know, whether it's him doing it for the first time or having a new offensive coordinator or a new defensive coordinator, just learning how to manage time and players. I think now things are different for him, that he's got a little bit of experience and was able to see what worked well last year, what didn't work well. And maybe there were some things, I'm sure he would tell you, there were some things that maybe didn't get addressed that should have. And, you know, he's going to make sure it's right this year, whether that's lining up right or how they conduct their business during the off season. I know, and he has said this before, he just keeps notebooks. Last year, just kept notebooks full of things he wrote down about the first year and things that he wanted to change, things he felt like worked well, things he felt like didn't work well. So the approach has been different, you know, here in April and May. And I've noticed it just watching some of these, you know, conditioning days and some of the other things that take place at the end of practice and just how they compete and the speed that they practice with. So I do think second time around for him, he feels a lot more comfortable and certainly he's got some more players in here that are going to do things different.
Do you think he'll be more, I'm not demonstrative, might be too strong of a word, but in his passion for explaining things? I think last year a lot of things come to him, but I see him now probably getting out ahead of things to do that, of being looking more at the defense and things that maybe next year he's like, oh, I'll let so-and-so do that now. I think that's part of growing as a coach too.
Yeah, and I don't know how demonstrative. Like, I don't know if we'll ever see him more demonstrative than he was when he lit up Levis after the mistake, I guess, in the Jets game. But he seems like he's more, I don't know, he seems like he's more at ease now and more confident what he's doing, and just the way he addresses players. I think I've even noticed that already. He's always been a great guy to deal with from a media standpoint, been very honest, almost probably honest, you know, to a fault. But I think he kind of knows the way he wants things done now, and he's going to make sure that's followed through. He's not going to let stuff slide.
Jim White is with us, TennesseeTitans.com. The schedule will be released tomorrow evening. We've seen a few things that have come out with some primetime and international games, but nothing with the Titans. I have said the over-under is 1.5. My prediction is 2 primetime games for the Titans, the Patriots, which just makes a lot of sense, and the Chiefs, both at home. What's kind of your feeling on how the NFL is going to look at this with the Titans having the #1 overall pick in Cam Ward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm curious myself. I haven't seen it yet. Sometimes I get a sneak peek. I haven't seen it yet, but I wouldn't be able to give you any kind of hints if I had. But I will say that just because I may be on the outside looking in, if I did that. So I don't know. Like you would think that potentially the league would. Yeah, I get the Patriots-Titans one that's intriguing and have that game on prime time here with Vrabel coming back. I'm sure part of the league would think, oh, it'd be cool to match up, you know, the Titans and the Browns with Cam Ward facing Shedeur Sanders. But, yeah. You know, things like that, you don't know for sure that Cam Ward's the quarterback, and you sure don't know whether Shedeur Sanders is going to be the quarterback there. So there's some other things you just don't know if you can – the league is willing to – roll the dice on certain things. I think because it was 1 last year, I guess I'd take the over thinking maybe they'd give you 2. But I don't know. It just seems like every year people right here are disappointed that the league didn't give them more prime time opportunities. And I'm just curious to see what they think. We can't forget this team won 3 games last year. So while people in Nashville would love to see them on prime time more, rest of the league, I think, need the Titans to prove it to earn more opportunities. And maybe that comes with the flex scheduling late in the year.
Yeah, absolutely. What did it mean, Jim, for Tyler Lockett to reach out to all the rookies and say, welcome to the team? What kind of message does that send to them and also to the veterans on the team as well?
Well, he's just a classy guy. I mean, when I saw that signing, I remember I was in Green Bay. It was the night before the draft, I guess, whenever that came down the pike. And I thought, man, this is a great guy to bring in to help young players on the team at that position, but also a young quarterback. And if those guys are valuable. And I look at this group now when you've certainly got Tyler Lockett and Calvin Ridley and Van Jefferson is 3, you figure will make it. But after that, it's a young group, you know, include the 2 draft picks, and then Xavier Restrepo, undrafted guy who's trying to stick, and then a lot of other guys who are going to be fun to see how they compete and how it shakes out. I think all those guys learn from Tyler Lockett. I think in talking to Lockett for the first time, and I'm sure you guys have seen it by now, it's pretty amazing that he grew up a Titans fan in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and came here and saw the Titans play the Ravens in the playoff game during the 2008 season. And, you know, he loved Finnegan and CJ and Kenny Britt and Keith Bullock and all those guys. So it's neat to see him back here. And, you know, and he's going to be one of the key leaders for this team this year.
A friend of mine just texted me named Dale. Speaking about Kenny Britt, says, ask Jim what one player had the most potential that was drafted by the Titans that did not live up to what they thought he could do. They think it's Kenny Britt. Your thoughts, Jim?
Yeah, it could be Britt. I mean, I think sometimes, I mean, I still feel like Vince Young could fall into that conversation because while he had his moments, I think he had a lot more there on what he could have done and what he could have been if he would have applied himself more. And him not reaching his potential, I think, wasn't about injury like it is guys like Britt and maybe Tyrone Calico, another guy that comes to mind, but more because, you know, I just think it was just kind of maybe more of a lack of commitment from him that could have made him better. So I think of Britt, I think of Vince Young, I think of Tyrone Calico. You know, there are probably a lot of guys that fit into that who just didn't make it for one reason or another.
Always the what if. What if it had worked out with those guys for sure? You know, it's certainly something we always think about. Jim, appreciate it as always. We look forward to reading your insight on the schedule when it's released tomorrow, and we'll talk again soon.
Okay, you guys have a good week. Appreciate it.
You too. Jim Wyatt joining us, TennesseeTitans.com. is where you can find his work. Jay Wyatt Sports on X as well.